because it used to be a time they would stop a fella and you would make you boy and make you say yes sir and a whole bunch of, you know, stuff like that. And they didn't want you to talk unless they ask you something. And a lot of changes occurred because you take your stoves, the big stoves when I was a kid, they, when you walked in, they would ask the guy front, take care of that boy over there, you know, something, they use words like that.
Yeah, I kind of dislike being called boy. I mean, you know, even if you are younger, that's
right.
And it's, some of these fellas have a way of saying that, of slurring it. You know?
Oh, yeah, well, you would, and some of them go so far as they say, nigger or something like that, saying, to use this to a black man, that word for some reason has been degrading all of his life. See, and it'll rough a lot of people's feelings, you know, whenever you say something like that. Now I've gone downtown to right after I got out of the army, went downtown to buy my old mobile tag, and they had put an extension, like 30 days extension on it, and. Well, I went out to get my driver's license, and the guy said, "Hey, that boy here got a tag on that's just about out." They said, and the guy said, "Well, they had extended the time." He said, "Well, he got to buy a tag before he get a driver's license." Things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad some of them old guys, they wouldn't have stood up under the pressure now, some of the police that used all those tactics back then. Been a tough deal.
Yeah. Do you remember names? I guess blacks have a lot of names for whites sometimes too.
Yeah.
What would you call kind of maybe a white who's got a pretty bad mouth and he's maybe not too educated and?
Well, usually they'll call him a pole cracker. White trash, but I think pole cracker probably come up before white trash or something like that. Or they go and they call him a hillbilly, but I think pole cracker would be a more appropriate deal.
Would you ever hear other things? What would you call maybe a white from the country that was maybe pretty uneducated and pretty rough?
It would probably be called,
would you ever call him a peckerwood?
Yeah, but that word has vanished so far. I ain't heard that word, I guess, since I was in the country.
Do you remember other words that people used to use a long time ago?
A cracker, hillbilly. And like I said, some of them may go over and say redneck or something like that, but I think the meat of the whole thing is when you get down to what I was saying just now.
What kinds of places would you have where the police might put criminals here in the city, maybe with different offenses?
Well, you have one, which is the post office downtown for federal people. Then you have the jail down at County Courthouse, and that's for city offenders and the county and everything else. See, and until here Jacksonville was consolidated, they had a county jail and a city jail. See, but since the consolidations, they cut out the duplications because there is no more city and county deal. It's just one jailhouse. But the other one is the federal one down where they have trials and everything down at the post office downtown.